USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal officials say efforts to reduce violent crime in cities around the nation is working. Attorney General Bill Barr in Kansas City, Missouri, saying that almost 1,500 arrests have been made as part of Operation Legend.
Operation Legend is the heart of the federal government's response to this upturn in violent crime. Its mission is to save lives, solve crimes, and take violent offenders off the streets before they can claim more victims.
Portland police declared a riot Tuesday night in the city after a fire was set inside a county government building. The rioters broke the windows of the building and used lighter fluid to start the fire. The building set on fire used to be where people would come to get married and get their passports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump is postponing trade talks with China and says he does not want to talk to China right now. Asked at the event in Yuma, Arizona on Tuesday whether the president would pull out of the trade deal with China, the president said he would see. Trade representatives were set to meet with China to discuss a U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal that was signed back in January. As the big push for mail-in voting continues, a new poll may shock some folks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
It turns out most Americans would prefer to vote in person this November. A new CNN poll shows 43% of people say they would prefer going to the polls on Election Day as normal, with precautions. 22% would like to drop off their ballot at a polling place ahead of time. Only 34% of the respondents said they would prefer to vote exclusively by mail.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The campaign to re-elect President Trump is suing New Jersey authorities after Democrat governor in New Jersey, Phil Murphy, issued an executive order facilitating wide-scale mail-in voting for November's election. Meanwhile, six attorney generals are suing the Trump administration regarding changes at the post office that will be taking place. Now, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy did say those changes would be taking place after the election. North Carolina Democrat A.G. Josh Stein tells his voters in North Carolina, get your votes in early.
If somebody gets their ballot request in early and fills it out and sends it in 3 weeks, 2 weeks before the election, I've got no worry. But we got a letter from the Postal Service to North Carolina. Our law says if your mail ballot is postmarked on Election Day, it has to get there 3 days later. They've almost always been able to meet that guideline. They wrote us a letter saying they don't think they can do that this year. So it is a real concern. But my message to the people of North Carolina is you can vote and vote safely. If you want to vote by mail, just put in your request now. You can vote early for 17 days.
Cities that defund the police in Texas will see property taxes frozen at the current level under a newly unveiled proposal from Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Lawmakers in Austin last week approved $150 million in cuts to the police department. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.